It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Well, the temperatures are so nice. We have been grilling like crazy. Today's recipe is for a grilled pork chop with a spicy peach glaze.
Ooh.
So yummy. You're going to start by brining your chops. Now, we like boneless chops and like them a little thicker. You can do thick pork chops or thinner pork chops. It just depends on what your preference is. Of course, you have to adjust your time accordingly. Mm-hmm. You're going to start by brining your pork chops in 1/4 cup of table salt, 4 cups of water, and about 6 pork chops. And you're also going to put some coarse brown black pepper in there as well. You're going to let them soak for at least 30 minutes up to 2 hours. It's really going to make them tender and delicious if you do that brine on them. Meanwhile, right before you start grilling those pork chops, you're going to make the glaze out of 1/2 cup of a dry white wine. A Chardonnay will work just fine, just whatever you have on hand. 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 1/4 cup of peach jam, 1 jalapeno sliced lengthwise, and take those seeds out. Now, if you want to really pack in the heat, leave the seeds in. 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes and 1 tablespoon of butter. You're going to simmer that in a saucepan until everything is melted together and then set it aside. Remove your pork chops from the brine and pat them dry, and then you're going to preheat all grill burners on high for about 10 or 15 minutes. This will keep them from sticking when you put the pork chops on there. And you're going to put your pork chops on, turn and rotate the chops every 5 minutes until you get to the desired doneness. Use your thermometer there, depending on the thickness, is going to depend on your length of time. And then after you get them kind of grilled at the very end, you're going to start brushing that glaze on each side of the pork chop, and you're going to do that the last 2 turns with the glaze. A lot of people will glaze too early, and then that ends up getting burned and not as flavorful perhaps as it could be. So you want to see the recipe? You want to see all the recipes that we do here on the show? You can go to Facebook and you can type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll see all of our recipes. You just want to see today's recipe? Go to our Facebook page, The Morning Jam on VTRN.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.